Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, April 24th, 2023. US futures are indicating a lower open. European equity markets have opened with losses following mixed sessions in Asia. US dollar is firmer, treasury yields are down across tenors, crude oil is seeing sharp declines still after losing 6% last week. Gold is up a little, hovering around the $2,000 mark, and industrial metals are lower. The long-standing macroeconomic themes remain in focus, with market participants continuing to digest the risk of a recession from inverted yield curves, though the mitigating banking sector stress and the reduction in stock and bond market volatility has helped sentiment. At the same time, the risk of higher-for-longer rates remain an overhang on the market, with the Fed officials making hawkish remarks in the recent weeks, and markets are now fully pricing in a 25 basis point rate hike in May, while the chances of a dovish pivot later in 2023 are all but extinguished. Similar themes are coming from the European Central Bank officials and some Bank of England policymakers as well. The European Central Bank's Wunsch has said in the Financial Times interview that investors are underestimating the peak eurozone rate and insists that more tightening is needed unless the wage growth has slowed. And Bank of England's deputy chief has said that focus needs to be on sufficient tightening policy to control inflation. In Asia, the Bank of Japan governor has reinforced expectations of no policy change ahead of Friday's BOJ meeting, adding that the inflation needs to be quite strong for the bank to consider tweaking its policy. Market attention today is also on the U.S. debt ceiling, with the White House scheduled to vote on a Republican plan to extend debt limit in exchange for spending cuts. On the data front, the German IFO firms up in April, but not as strong as forecast. Overnight, Singapore's March core inflation has increased 5% year-on-year and the headline inflation 5.5%. Thailand's and the Philippines central banks have both kept their full-year growth targets. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Coca-Cola, which is posting results before the open, Whirlpool, and First Republic Bank, which are posting results after the close. In corporate news, directors of Paramount Global have agreed to pay $168 million in a settlement of investor lawsuits over the 2019 merger of CBS and Viamond that created the company. PacWest Bancorp is exploring the sale of its lender finance unit, according to Bloomberg. A deal could be reached within 2 months' time. First Citizen Bank shares is fighting to repair Silicon Valley Bank's damaged brand and stem deposit outflows, according to First Citizen's president in an interview with the Financial Times. In Asia, equities were mixed on Monday. Greater China markets went down again as financials and consumer stocks in Hong Kong dipped. Japan and Taiwan each finished a few points higher. Australia ended flat. South Korea was sharply lower, Southeast Asia was mixed, and India opened along the flat line. Following mostly weaker Asian markets, European equity markets are mostly lower now, though in a narrow range. In political headlines, Moscow may drop out of the Black Sea grain shipment deal if the G7 moves ahead with the plans to impose a ban on most exports to Russia. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Monday, April 24th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with the FactSet.